Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am at in the linear time flow is that just started the month of September 2019. Wow, September. Geez, what does that mean, gee? Well, many resonance to this gee is like, well, still weather is hot like a summer. Gee, it's already over in summer. Gee, it's already came half, over half of this year of 2019. So wherever you are resonating to this September, some of you reside in the Western countries, totally starting the new cycle, the school or new beginning, new sort of year besides the calendar year. And many of the parents having the kids are going back to school and back into standard every day. What is every day? Before that summer break was happening. So either way, that I love this moments of change. We can literally sense each area of our life is changing naturally as being part of nature on this earth, and also connecting to the moon and other planets as in the universe, being part of the universe. So as we are changing, you are changing, I am changing, everything on earth is changing as long as we are alive in this physical ride. Personally, I think it's a wonderful idea to take a look at your what you are intaking, information. Everything is information, but it's a non-physical information and also physical information, like from the food. Is that nurturing your body or just depositing chemicals into your body, creating challenges just because it tastes good? So it's and then also the non-physical information, that wow, is that quality information from the nature or observation, inspiration, or someone else's creative artistic expression of their life experience? One of these informations are wonderful to learn about the life on earth. So today's focus I'd like to give is that enjoy that gift of life. So let's enjoy the gift of life. That's what I'd like to channel the energy for today. And also the last portion of this podcast, I also like to give the intuitive reading using 3 minutes, connecting as an energy of oneness, and deliver the insight for those who requested the intuitive reading. I've been providing this information for over the last, 15 years, mostly with clients for a personal session. But here, it's been over 3 years, every week using 3 minutes to serve the community needs and utilizing our energy through giving out free reading without knowing your personal information as a blind read, so that purely reading that energy around your concerns or what curious about in your life intuitively, not with outside of my knowledge, because I don't know anything about you or what you are concerned about. So assigning what you are curious about to symbolize, choosing one target as a symbol, any kind of symbol, and let me know what type of concern that you are having. Is that a love life? Is that a life path? Is that a spirituality? Is that a work? And let me know only that symbol and what is that about? Category, not the stories or details about, well, I have an issue with friends or girlfriends or boyfriends or family members or the work bosses. No. None of these stories. You can keep that in your mind and let me intuit energy around it without knowing. This is the intuitive brain reading. So today also I'd like to pick the request from the life path and then a little bit of love life. Love life is always everybody's curiosity. So feel free to request your free reading. When you do so, you're helping out all of us to connect as energy of oneness. And every one of us listeners will send you a good energy for your intentional creation to make it as much as perfectly aligned to what is best for your experience. And how do you do is to simply send me a direct mail over the Facebook or Twitter, June Universe, J-U-N-E, June, July, August, June Universe, one word, June Universe. And just say like, hey, reading request. Symbol is strawberry or something. Category is relationship. That's it. So then let me pick your request and share the insight. Intuitive reading every week at Ninja Intuitive Podcast for 3 minutes. Anyone can request this reading, but the only thing I ask is you need to have an over 21 years of earth experience reality on this lifetime. On this lifetime, sometimes like you, oh, I'm an old soul, and but I'm 16, so you need to wait another 5 years. I do care about your experience on earth this lifetime and knowing about your preferences and learned about what you would succeed or you learn from failure, and then a sense of connection to your mind and your spirit wants and then your personal preference so that you can take responsibility for your next step. So that's the only thing I could care. And then I ask you to request, unless otherwise it's free, and please support our community of energy of oneness so that everybody can get healing in a more powerful way. The more together we get power stronger. All right, so I'm talking too much. So then first we would like to go for the weekly check-in by using the guided breathing exercise, being current, here now. How do we do is to intake in the air, oxygen from your nose, slowly, 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 and fill up with the fresh energy, lungs and stomach, and as if you have a balloon inside of your stomach, and push the little bit from inside out your skin from inside of your tummy, and then let that out slowly from the mouth, along with no longer serving everything, whatever that people, event, sense of self, well-being, your habit, everything no longer serving you. It belongs to the past here now for the future. All right, so let's do that. Actually, I am having a delicious ginger water here. So if you also have a ha drink in handy, I highly recommend you to take a sip. And knowing where your physical location is by chewing gum or something in your mouth will help us recognize our senses, the location of your physical body. And at the same time, breathing in and out, I would like you to notice what you are thinking. Even we connect to the air intaking from the nose and throat and coming down and noticing it, but we are so multitasking sometimes, like we are thinking about tomorrow's or still about the yesterday or for about the next meeting, you know? So just to notice what you are thinking when we are consciously breathing. If you're driving, it's perfect. Multitasking, you need to drive. Open your eyes, every one of us. Let us keep our eyes open, wide awake, and then the notice and focus of that moment of noticing, allowing the energy coming into your body. And then let that out. Allow my voice guide this process. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. Hold it. Again, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. The last one with the silence. When we exhaling, let's say the word ah. All right, let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. Welcome back. Whew, I hope you notice the change from before and after this conscious breathing exercise. One of the best thing about this conscious breathing exercise is that you can do it anywhere. And I am a big fan of sitting hours to meditate. And I just love being part of that quiet environment that it's special. And also, I like to have some switch or back into the neutralizing self, zero point, quickly as much as I can be when I need it, especially like when I feel the nervous energy is started to building up before some important moments. Like this show, actually, every time I go for live and then I feel nervous, but it's a good nervous. There isn't a good busy and then also not so good busy. There isn't a quality to that same activity we are experiencing physically, and the physical reaction is the same. However, is that meaningful for intentional creation or just being consumed by something outside of intentional creation? You know, that matters to where you anchor in your awareness and intention, like standing point. The stance to dedicate to your own path is all about. And knowing that when we can shift, we have a power to shift that standing point as the way that highest power to come and to dedicate, which is the integration of each part of our energy as one. Here in the Eastern modality is it's a martial art for Ki-Ai. It's before starting that act, we just connect as one with the universe in souls and your intention and your body, mind, and spirit, everything in as one. Strongest, powerful, and then free to create whatever that is available for us to use, which is your knowledge, experience, you build the resources within you and also around you. So to do that at the breath is such a powerful tool to allow us connect, realigning in the state with that focus. You know, energy moves where attention is given. So this time the attention is to coming back to authentic sense of self, free the energy, the no longer needing. And what is available to integrate, to dedicate, prepare ourselves with the highest quality energy within around us as one with align with the authentic core of ourselves. Whoo, this is feeling good. So that's what I love to shift it, like redirect it, realigning it. It's such an feeding to clean up before doing, you know, clean up the space, clean up the cache from the phone if it becoming clutters and heavier and some apps are running behind the screen, you know, one of these feeding, you know that something is walking, running behind what you're seeing on the screen at the surface, and then you may want to clean the cache and reboot to refresh when you want to start something exciting or resetting, just like a morning, you know, fresh eye. And we intentionally capable, we are capable to shift that energy. So that's why I choose this breathing exercise with the laser-like focus, utilizing it, managing that energy to align a sense of openness, beingness, willingness as one, connected to your heart and spirit and soul and the body here now moment. All right. So hope you enjoy every week. So I do this every week at this Ninja Intuitive Show. So come and join to just breathe in and out. Something about together energy would support us doing, even if you're listening archive. It doesn't matter. Everything is happening here now. And this here moment, now moment is your moment to connect it, my energy, our energy, together energy as one for you and for each of our benefit to powerfully utilizing this gift of human being. So today's focus I'd like to give here is that let's enjoy that gift of life. Enjoy the gift of life. I feel. How do you see the gift of life is absolutely up to each one of our perception. And perception, how do we develop this perception, is that influenced by the environment when we are child, when we arrived as a baby and grown up with family members and caretaker, caregiver, taking care of baby us to help become a person. And before we speak, we were fed and we were nurtured, we loved, and everybody took care of most of us. And to become a person. And next is that the school and for that community and friends and to the work. And the society, being part of society. And it's been said that apple doesn't fall far away from the tree, means that we look around and look upon and find that role model to mimicking what they do and what they said, you know, the preference. It's like the first caretaker and second caretaker giver is the parent figure. They are the major influence of perception and the family value. As an any other creature, we human learn and digest the experience and learn to choose for what beneficial for us, what we want to have. Sometimes when we need attention, and the quickest way to get attention is to scream as in a baby, complaining, or to do something negative so that parents need to take care of it. That is because needing attention in unhealthy way. Sometimes unhealthy way and a fearful way is the quickest to get the people's attention. Why? Because the human is more drawn to the mistakes and bad things and unhappiness and negativity. That is natural. And it's hard to redirect in finding a happy, enjoyable focus. These, whatever the reasons are in your patterns of thinking and digesting what's around, how do you see is based on own experience and the perception. Finding that gift is easy for you. Awesome. Create the list that how wonderful life is. And when you are at challenging time finding the gift of life, we all go there. That challenging time when we are down, everything look like gray, dark. It is hard to find the things in the darkest night. But when the sun comes up and become brighter, it's quickly you can notice it. So when you're feeling the dark or darkest dark, so-called depression or depressed feeling, sadness, rage. Rage is still having an energy as angry about, but grief and lower energy can get up. Why me? Why now? You know, if you notice this kind of question internally, why me? Why now? And remove that attention from there and to take a walk sunny side of the street. There isn't some other creature on earth, any kind, that little bug or little flowers or little weeds by the street, sunny side. Take a look at. Mostly guarantee that you can find some kind of life, sparkling energy, reflecting that receiver side of the sun energy on earth right next to you on the street. That's one of the way to find the gift of being on earth and life. Alive. And sometimes it's like unsure about how long it's gonna take, how soon it's gonna be ending, even if you know that it's going to be end, but waiting without waiting and draining energy in any area. Each body, mental body, emotional body, physical body, so drained. And it's like you became in the shedded skin. And where the rest of other part of me, you know, where's my spirit, where's my soul, where's my passion, where's my purpose, feels like far away, like oops, you stepped out from all this container of what you are, who you are supposed to be aligning in physical, right? And just take your body, take every part of you to a walk, being part of nature. Nature teaches near the water, barefoot, take a walk, feel that sand or grass or wave on your barefoot, and notice how that feels. And simply allow yourself surrender that you are also part of that beauty, beautiful nature. You are beautiful and lovable, being part of that nature, Mother Earth. So enjoy the gift of life. Sometimes it's challenging to connect with other human. Human is such a complex being, and communicating, supporting, we need each other. However, we need to be part of nature with no wording, no thinking, no talking these languages, but just being hugged by trees and birds and sounds of the birds and waves and surrounded by this nature spirit and bring yourself into that space as in a spiritual bathing in the nature. That is such a gift that you can give to you, and I'm sure that you enjoy the gift of life by doing so. Thank you for being who you are, who you are waiting. This is June Universe. Hope some of the message would resonate to part of you. So let's do that intuitive reading using our 3 minutes. Today's focus for this reading is from the life path and a little bit of love life. Okay. So when I am delivering the intuitive reading 3 minutes, I would like you to choose the feeling you like to experience during this together moment. What kind of feeling you like to experience? Like enjoying, excited, loving. Loving is always good. Kind, open. These are good too. Resilience and what is that? So these words are really good, and when you just experience the heaviness and then feeling hopeful is always good. Feeling trusting is really nice. No need to put your gear into the top shift as an yes, exciting, inspired. You know, something that you can believable to your resonance, that's only you can notice. So just choose something that you feel true to yourself and then push a little bit, because together energy would help you bring that up to the higher a little bit rather than when you are doing by yourself. Okay. All right. So then at the same time, send a good thought to the energy reading requesters as if they experience in the perfect way in their world. So when you send a good thought to the others, that universal energy return system will come in back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling. That's how beautifully the universe will work, returning the energy. So we need each other to do this. And I truly appreciate you joining. Thank you. So the first reading request is hibiscus. Hibiscus, the life path. Here is your reading, hibiscus. I'm getting the sense that this particular topic, hibiscus, seems to be you are getting familiar with it. It's becoming part of you, and it's nice to get in that refreshment to reset in for the new level, in the sense of repackaging the little bit of a tiredness energy from becoming familiar with when at the very beginning, very conscious about, cautious about every single thing, it's kind of stiff, and then becoming familiar and to experience makes it smoother, more rounder, reliable. However, that lose in a negative way is also coming up as an side effect. So here's a good opportunity. It's a nature of natural flow of starting and then reaching to the end. So intentionally refreshing based on what you become and within is adjustable to the next level. It's a process of maturing that clean up and reforming a little bit for helping more maturing to deepening the quality towards higher level of what you've been creating. I feel that it's a center into yourself. And a balance is pretty good, but deserving a little bit of attention to make it even for a balanced way of what you would like to present as an extension of your passion. I think that already became part of you. So from here, be yourself, be natural, and that doesn't mean that lose is the way to go. It's to conscious creation, pay attention to the detail with relaxed and authentic self to connect for this month. It's a perfect timing to repackaging, and then just do it. Do it for the next 2 months. I'm seeing the path is gonna be sunny, bright, blue sky. Go ahead, pay attention to connect your happy part of you when you dedicate to this particular creation. Good luck. This is the hibiscus life path. I'm sending lots of energy and healing to your success. Thank you for requesting. Good. So the next one I pick from Love Life, Ginger. Ginger. Here's the ginger. I'm getting the sense that the communication is perfect and connected to sense of yourself in this love life on this stage of your life. And I think something through what you love to do is also in between that love life and the partner or what you are creating and also your love life. Something to do with the long time ago that you really felt as a family member is next to you, protecting you. So you are so blessed to bring that knowingness into your new reality for this relationship. I'm getting a sense that love birds up there, they're in the nighttime, and it's carried over from a long time ago that enjoying the private time in the hiding space, but actually hiding was not the tunnel, but it's the stage of growing that relatedness of two of you freely. I'm getting the sense that something to do with the color and the art is the key component for authentic you to play with this energy to bring in align to more heart fulfilling. Mata, go ahead. This is the heart opening that circulating the energy nicely. And I see you standing very firmly, knowing, and some holy energy is it. And all around is the open-hearted, natural, enjoyable. And no need to hurry or rush or push the current situation, but more of owning what you are and reflecting that part into this particular love life, so that natural you to connect with this ideal fulfilling connectedness I'm seeing around. By the November, it will bring you into a more communication is deepening, extension of what you've been creating. Good luck. This is Ginger, category of love life. Thank you for your request. The next one is from Life Path. Flamingo. Okay, Flamingo. Life Path. I'm getting the choosing the color pastel is the way to go with this particular topic of your life path. And I'm seeing that the purple, green, and the peppermint green is a key color. The communication and the universal creativity and inspiration, in a way that your sense of color to express the pastel, shallow but light-hearted way to connect and express. And even if you talk about the life's deep topic or element or issues with other people or the situation, wrapping around with this lightness of your energy would give others a new experience or different feel, so that they can accept and digest because your delivery. So the delivery matters, and keep it as it is, using that lighter tone to show your light-hearted part of you. I'm getting the sense that masking yourself is not so ideal, but to more of see-through in from your surface, then have them curious about what's inside of your offer and your creating. And I feel this, what you offer, is very down the earth, mature, in it's got the life of its own. But you need to give your attention to maintain, to grow, support that new life that you already gave birth to the next level, to grow as what is supposed to. You are the creator of this, and be confident about the ownership of what you are holding here. And when you feel comfortable, own that what you are creating, and allow them to see through it comfortably with your taste of delivery. That will be that time that everything's coming into one as you want it to have for a long, long time. Good luck. This is the Flamingo category of life path. Okay. So the next one is the life path from Crown. Crown. Okay, here is your 3 minutes. Crown. Okay. I'm getting a sense that there's an entertainment aspect of this particular topic and highly creative, and there's a knowledge about long studying or investment that you've been on to this matter. It's a book of knowledge, and creating something that beautifully expressing as a piece of art to show, share with other people. That's what I'm getting. Something marble, like mixture of different element as one, and the beautiful patterns of that expression, the mixture, that unusual but taste really comfortable, reminds other people about home. That's what I'm sensing from what you are creating on this. And I get the sense that people can enjoy the way they want to, and no need to connect or attach to that part, because your job is to put your studied and invested knowledge to deliver, express in the most chewable, delicious, attractive way. And how is none of your business. So let that essence of your intention of this to make it shareable in a delicious to you, so that people feel delicious about the same taste, but will enjoy and repeat and come and chew with you for this experience that you are sharing from your own path. I get the sense that something about September is really wonderful to make as an initial major step to connect, make a package and connect, take action that you've been thinking and meditating for until now, and now is the perfect time to do it. Just do it. Thanks for your request. This is the crown category of life path. You can also request your life's curious matter as an intuitive brain reading. Sending me a direct message, June Universe, JUNE Universe, at Twitter or Facebook. Select that symbol that represent what you are curious about in your life, not someone else's, and let me know what is that life category? You know, what does that belong to? Is that a love life? Is that a life path? So that will help me deliver the energy read into more practical information for you. And I totally respect you are the most knowledgeable person about you. And but we all have blind spot And it's nice to have that another view as a choice to see what would be like. And sometimes they will give expanded view so that I can choose something unseen before through the reading. Or maybe you see as no, that's not me, and reject. And that would also help you get closer to what you're looking for. So either way will be fine. And I truly respect your choice. So either way will be fine. And if you come to that psychic or energy reader that no, my reading is always right, so you need to believe it. It's, you know, something you don't believe it, and it's not gonna be, you know, ideal situation. Or these people don't connect that person. Walk away. My teacher says, don't walk away, just run. You know, you are the powerful person in your life, and no one can change it. Remember that. And based on that knowledge and knowingness, I'm providing that insight because my specialty is a prediction. Many people has trained in many trained intuitive has their own specialties. Some are clairvoyant and some are good at past life, and mine is on a future oriented, so prediction. So it's been useful to use as a resource on top of you what you already know. And sometimes that I deliver what you already know to just to get to be on the same page as what I'm seeing is what you already know. So from there, you can see that what's the mutual point. And then on top of it, something that I deliver is unknown to you. You can use your own knowledge to utilize as an information for you. Take it, it's yours. But if you feel non-resonant, do not take it. I do not want you to take it because your choices really matters to me. But thank you for requesting. You are helping us community getting together, co-creating the energy of oneness. Together we become stronger. All right, so how is your breathing exercise? The embodiment of your feeling. Let us take a deep breath at the closing of this show today. Ready? So let us take a long, deep breath, counting three now. One, two, three. Hold it. Thank you for joining, co-creating energy of oneness. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Bye.